Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. The short-eared owl is not your typical owl. Unlike most of its relatives, this owl is partially diurnal, or active during the day. The short-eared owl is found in open country fields and grasslands, and its rather curious flight style can easily capture a birder's attention. It flies unusually close to the ground, moves back and forth with unhurried, irregular wing beats in a manner that's often described as floppy and sometimes buoyant. If you see one hovering, it may mean that a meal is just below. The short-eared owl belongs to the genus known as the eared owls. They have tufts of feathers that look like ears, but as the name implies, sometimes the ear tufts are so small they're difficult to see. This medium-sized bird has buff brown plumage and dark streaks throughout its belly and back. Black rings surround each eye, and large whitish discs border those rings to create what sometimes looks like a mask. Short-eared owls are one of the most widespread birds on the planet. They're found on every continent except Antarctica and Australia. But the short-eared owl is listed as endangered in several states, including our own. The primary threat to this grassland bird is the destruction and degradation of open habitat. The Nature Conservancy in Indiana is helping protect short-eared owls by preserving their preferred habitat. The Conservancy's Ephraimson Restoration at Kankakee Sands in northwest Indiana has become a popular area for these beautiful birds.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about the short-eared owl and other endangered birds is available at nature.org/Indiana.